It's Wednesday, May 19th, AD 2021. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. A new report by InterSociety for Civil Liberty and Rule of Law found that Islamic jihadists killed 1,470 Christians in Nigeria during the first 4 months of 2021. The extremists also abducted over 2,200 Christians during the same time period. Among those kidnapped are underage Christian girls who are, quote, forcibly married to Muslim men and converted to Islam, end quote. The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom warned in their latest report that Nigeria is heading, quote, relentlessly toward a Christian genocide, end quote. Didi Lagosen with Save the Persecuted Christians told CBN News that the Nigerian government is leaving Christians vulnerable to persecution.
The attackers are never captured. They are not prosecuted. The security services respond very slowly. A full day can go on with attacks happening and no security shows up. Frequently, the government officials will provide cover.
France's education ministry banned schools from teaching gender-neutral words this month. The ban comes in response to proposals that would put periods in the middle of words to have masculine and feminine endings for words. A deputy education minister told the French Senate last week that the push for a woke vocabulary, quote, is a danger for our country and the death knell for the use of French in the world, end quote. Canadian authorities arrested Pastor Tim Stevens of Fairview Baptist Church in Calgary, Alberta this week for holding worship services in violation of COVID-19 restrictions. It's the third pastor that Canadian officials have arrested this year. Pastor Stevens wrote on his blog earlier this month, quote, restricting the church to 15 people, which essentially restricts the church from gathering, is against the will of Christ and against the conscience of many who desire to worship the Lord of glory according to his word. End quote. God asked in Exodus 10, verse 3, how long will you refuse to humble yourself before me? Let my people go, that they may serve me. The Biden administration is proposing a rule change to bring back Title X funding to the abortion industry, reversing a Trump administration rule. The Ethics and Public Policy Center hosted a press conference this week about the rule change. Senior counsel Denise Harrell with Alliance Defending Freedom told the conference the new rule would target religious health care providers.
The revised Title X rule would compromise taxpayers and health care professionals' freedom of conscience by requiring Title X participants to offer or refer patients for abortion and contraceptives. It would also limit options for women by forcing providers who offer natural family planning services out of the program entirely.
Research by Arizona Christian University found that millennials, those born between 1980 and 1994, are 43% more likely than older generations to say they do not know if God exists, do not believe that he exists, or do not care if he exists. Millennials were also more likely to support liberal theology, abortion, and premarital sex, while they are less likely to believe in God's creation of the world, original sin, and the Bible as the source of moral guidance. The Apostle Paul wrote in 1 Timothy 4, verse 12, "Let no one despise your youth, but be an example to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity." This month, America's largest Lutheran denomination appointed its first bishop who pretends to be the opposite sex. The new bishop, Megan Rohrer, is a woman pretending to be a man. The Evangelical Lutheran Church in America said Rohrer would be identified by the pronouns they and their. Rohrer was the first transgender person ordained in the denomination, which now has over 390 so-called ministers who identify with sexually perverted lifestyles. And finally, Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott announced that the state recorded zero COVID-19 deaths on Sunday. That's the only time that's happened since data was tracked in March 2020. Abbott also said that Texas had the fewest COVID cases in over 13 months, the lowest 7-day COVID positivity rate ever, and the lowest COVID hospitalizations in 11 months. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, May 19th, and the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.